Cooley, intelligent media for the politically aware.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom?
The future is uncertain. I know this. Death is inevitable. I know this. But one thing is certain, as free men, it is our right to live unencumbered and in peace. And those times are quickly drawing to an end. And in these times, peace is certainly an illusion. And as the chains grow tighter, our ability to slip those chains increase incrementally with every passing moment. Inaction is no longer an option. It's time to raise our voices like a cacophony of thunder and lightning and tell the masters no more. And this is Nighthawk, and I say, for myself, no more. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, because the freedom is slipping away.
All right, thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Good afternoon and welcome to freedomslips.com and revolution.radio. Well, it is TGIF. It is Friday and raining like it has been doing for several days now. And I saw a couple of ducks walking along the other day and they had a small umbrella. So we've just really had an inordinate amount of rain. Of course, we had that little storm that came pretty close and dumped rain in this general area, and I guess this is kind of remnants of it. Thankfully, it was not didn't ever really get to stayed Category 1 just for a brief while and then dropped back down. So, but it has dumped an enormous amount of rain on the East Coast, and I saw in New York and the subways and were flooded and what have you. So there will be a lot of flooding as a result of this. And through the area that it goes over the farmland, it may delay some planting and what have you. And so we'll keep our eyes on that. But anyway, it is TGIF. It is Friday. And here we are with a market that just will not roll over. Although it is getting up close to that magical 35K number, which got rejected up there before. And we're going to see what happens. We're approaching that again now. The highest print that we had when going back there when we were doing that, when we were approaching that 35,000, let's see. And that was the last day of May that it actually punched up there. And that's when it reached that all-time print high of 35,091.56. Now, today, the high for today has been 34,868.02. Well, that's going to be the close. The high actually was 34,893.72. So it has backed off of that high just a bit. Still a few little trades are coming through now. So these numbers could change a few pennies one way or another. But right now, the Dow is showing that 34,869.57, up 447.64. So now, when we go back and go to that 35,000 again, that rejected it pretty stoutly the first time. Now, this will be the second attempt, and this will be an important one, because if it does, it is able to punch through that and close above that previous close, then that opens the door for still more price increases. So we'll just have to watch that next week. That will get underway, and we're pretty well with, well, we're basically through with this week. It's behind us and out of the way. So the futures are marching on pretty well in sync with that. The S&P futures today, 43.60, even up right now 47 points. Now, they're still trading, so that could change a few nickels there one way or another. But this market has just been dynamically up since it actually reached that low going back in let's see, that was March of last year when we, in other words, a little over a year ago, when we reached down there and hit that low point of 18,213.65 was that low. And it bounced off of that the next day. And from there, that's when the Fed brought all of their armor in and brought their tanks in, their battleships, their jets, supersonic speed jets. They brought everything in and says, we can't let this get away from us, guys. We got to do something here. And since that time, the coffers have pretty well been opened, and you've seen the market just move straight up. And, of course, they pay the consequences for this. There just doesn't seem to be any reality of what the national debt is and what the servicing of that debt is going to be in the future. So we're going to have some problems when this finally comes to a conclusion here, and it's probably going to be pretty bloody when it does happen. So enjoy the ride while you've got it going on, and prices are up there. If you're broadly invested and what have you, it's not a bad idea to take some profit off of in this area here. So you can always you can always buy it back later if you know that's the way it is. So you know, it's just a dangerous situation. Think about this. Here we are with the market, with half of the world still in shutdown. Main Street has been decimated. Many small mom-and-pop type operations and even larger operations will never come back. So what you've done is actually put the economy in the hands of these people that are listed on the stock exchange. That's basically, and then when you narrow that down, you filter that, you've got that filtered down to probably about a dozen or 18, maybe 25 companies in total that are pretty well calling the shots and running the market. And these other little tag-alongs are what you're going to do. You're going to follow the leader. That's what's happening. Never been anything comparable to this in the history of the market, certainly not in my lifetime in the markets. I've never seen anything comparable. Of course, we haven't had a pandemic equivalent to this to deal with in over 100 years. So this is the way you deal with it. You have the virus, then you have the markets reacted violently to the downside for a while, and then when everything got kind of stabilized there, what happens? The market ramps itself back up again. And we're in waters we've never been in. We're out here like we're in a battleship that we have all of our arms on board and we have everything, but there's could be landmines out there that we aren't detecting or what have you. So I just think it is time for you to enjoy the rally if you're fortunate enough to be have 401ks, or if your pensions are invested where you're seeing great benefits from that, that's fine and dandy. But be alert. This is not a market to turn your back on, because I really do believe when it does turn, it's going to be violent when that does happen. Of course, now here's the thing that you have to consider. The general public has been inundated with this market and frightful. We're afraid to even, move around or go out or what have you. So the market has tried to be the placebo. In a sense, the government says, well, we've got one thing we can do to take their mind off of this other stuff. Let's ram the stock market as far as we can. And we'll do that with the Federal Reserve just unleashing money, printing national debt, just going boom, boom, boom. Who cares? We'll worry about that. Kind of like Scarlett said in Gone with the Wind when Red had left. She says, I know what I'll do. I'll worry about it tomorrow. So the market has taken the Scarlett O'Hara concept here and says, oh, well, let's worry about it tomorrow. And that's what we're going to do. Now, I think that your great-great-grandchildren, now generations away, will if this holds together that long, who knows what? I mean, it really, when you think about the first time, and I've said this many times on this radio right here, the first time, and I was sitting there looking at it the day that happened, looking at the tape. Back in those days, I had an old Translux ticker, and it just spit out the tape. And I was sitting there looking at that when the Dow Jones crossed 1,000, and that was when Ronald Reagan was elected president. 1,000. We had never been able to go there. Back when I was a young broker, most of the time, the Dow Jones, we struggled along with it in the 500 area. And now here we are, not 500, not 1,000. We're talking about very close to 35,000. Now, what is that a result? It's inflation, folks. Cokes were a nickel then, and they were a nickel for many years. I can remember the first move that Coca-Cola made. They had machines. They had to modify some old machines to where you put a nickel and a penny in to get a Coke. And of course, you know what they are today. The second new car I bought was a Pontiac Star Chief Pontiac. Four-door, beautiful car, one of the best automobiles I ever owned in my life. The sticker price on that was $3,763.58. Well, of course, if they had an equivalent to that today, it would probably be $40,000 or $45,000 for the same equivalent that with all the things that Pontiac Star Chief had on it. Cokes were a nickel. A big Hershey bar or Milky Way or what have you were a nickel. Of course, I'm talking about things that are gone and in the past, and there's no regaining that to... I'm not trying to live in the past or what have you. I'm just trying to compare where we have come as a nation and the debt that we have accumulated since that point in time. I mean, we don't even talk about billions anymore in the national debt. It's a matter of trillions. I mean, a million is not even worth, we don't even talk about that. That's not worth, billions are not is really kind of just chump change. We're into trillions. That's where we deal now. We're into trillions. So I don't know. But my best advice to you, and would be to anyone, my closest relative, my mother, my father, anyone, stay alert. When this market, there will be a black swan event. And you never know what these events are until you go back and look and say, well, that was it. That was the cause. That was what done it. Now, with Russia saber-rattling, China saber-rattling, with Taiwan, all that's going on there, there could be an event that comes from one of these that could be that black swan. So I don't want anyone to, I'm not trying to be a scare merchant or anything of that nature, not at all. But it does make common good sense that if you've been a beneficiary of a recent move up in the market and your 401s have done well and you have any ability to make any adjustments on them, always take some money off of the table. A good poker player will sit there and he'll slide a little money off when he's really hot and the winnings are coming his way. He'll keep sliding a little money back to where he wants to get to the point of where he's playing with house money altogether. And then you want to start cutting that down once you get to that level. So I don't know. I've been in this following the markets for a large part of my life. And I've seen rallies and I've seen bear markets. And of course, I like to see, I mean, it's easier to trade and be involved in a bull market when you, it's much easier. I mean, if you had just bought something a month ago, you would probably be in the profit realm right now. So it's much easier to do that than it is trying to short. In human nature, a lot of people just don't like to short the market. They just don't see that. It's almost like it's un-American to be on the short side when you want the country to do well and everything, function good. But here we are. The program that actually Donald Trump initiated was really what got this market rollicking and rolling. And that was a result of bringing industry back home and all of these companies hiring. You couldn't find enough people to fill job orders. And now then the Chinese retaliated, and I'll believe that until my last breath, that this virus was a direct controlled completely by the Chinese. And when they saw this business leaving China, and their whole situation is built on a house of cards anyway. Remember, they control the currency. The Communist Party has got control of all their banking, all of their markets. Everything is in control of the Communist Party. So they said, we've got to do something. Look, he's taking all this industry back to America, and if he stays there and gets reelected again, we can't have that. So we have got to do something. And what have we got? We got this virus over there in Wuhan that we know is potent. And so let's use that. Now, I'll tell you what we got to do. If you've been in Wuhan, and anywhere you've been exposed, you can leave China and you can go anywhere else in the world. That'll be fine. But you cannot go anywhere. You can't leave China. And you can't go anyplace else in China. In other words, if you're in Wuhan in that area, you're going to stay in that area. We're going to lock it down. And that's what happened, folks. This was perpetrated, it was planned, and I will never, ever believe anything else but that. And we're now, you know, we're seeing the consequences of it, trying to dig ourselves out of it. Pardon me. And recover. And Americans are people that, you know, when you put the chips down, they will throw the shoulder to the grinding stone or what have you. And we will find a way. We're a resilient people. And although we have a president, I'm not happy with Joe Biden being president. I don't think that he was legitimately elected. I mean, I don't make any bones about that. You may disagree with me. You may be a devout Democrat that believes that whatever way is possible. I believe that integrity and honesty should be part of our process, whatever. That's my belief. Maybe I'm, you know, just gullible and think that that's the way it should be. But I believe in honesty and integrity. I'm not going to purposely get on this radio station and tell you a lie. I'm not going to lie to you about the market. I'm not going to give you misinformation. I'm going to, at the very best, try to tell you the truth. Not so much as my opinion, but what I see is the truth. And Biden is not capable, in my estimation, of being president of the most supposedly, and we don't know that that's even true with the advances that China's making and all the stuff they're doing right now. Are we still the most powerful nation on earth? Do you really believe that? I want to believe it. That's what the political heads keep telling us that we are. I know that we have the capabilities to destroy a large part of the world with nuclear weapons and nuclear bombers and missiles and all of that. I know that there's a capability of from both sides of a self-destruct mechanism. I don't think that either country is willing or prepared to do that. But I do believe that when you have a president that obviously has some cognitive disabilities is there. I mean, he stumbles and makes statements that he really probably regrets later if he's able to think at that depth. But we're a country that, 300 and something million people. You should have a person at the head of your government that's very agile, very bright, very fast thinking, on their feet, and up to date on what's going on in the world. Everything. You don't need advisors. You need to be alert yourself. I think Donald, you know what? The reason Donald Trump was so hated is because he was an outsider. He wasn't taken in to that inner chamber in Washington and dehumanized. They hadn't had the ability to do that with him. He was a businessman, had never run for office in his life. And they could not stand that. He's not one of us. We can't let that happen. Other people will try to do it too. If we let him succeed, look at what it's done to us. You know those secret little Carters there in the Capitol where we all got our little hideaways and rooms in there where we can meet our little friends and what have you that no one knows about? We can't let him be here. We have got to get rid of him. He is not one of us. And they did. They said, I guarantee you, the mantra from the leadership of the Democratic Party was, whatever it takes, he has to be brought down. Whatever it takes, it doesn't matter. I don't care. And that's what happened. And think about, do you remember when the campaign, when Joe Biden started out on the no malarkey bus trip, How far did that bus go? I don't think it ever even moved the gas gauge or the fuel gauge. It would be diesel. I don't think it ever moved the fuel gauge. I doubt if he really even had one. At least that was just a show and tell. I don't want to be against Joe Biden. I have nothing personally against Joe Biden. I think he should be home with Jill, knitting a little bit, sitting out on the patio, whatever. He's not capable of being president. Some people age. I'm older than Joe Biden. And I've done more work this morning in my yard, hedging and getting the hedge trimmed and what have you and all, this morning than he's probably done in the last 10 years or 20 years, maybe 50 years. I actually wet my shirt sweating. And that's pretty common every day. But, you know, the man is just simply not prepared to be president of, as I said, they tell us, the most powerful nation on earth. Are we really? I know one thing. I know the Chinese have got 1.25 billion people. They got 4 times the population. I know that you could mark them off a cliff and single file behind there, and you'd never end them. So we really need to analyze where we are and throw politics out of it. God, for God's sake, let's get together as a nation and throw these donkeys and elephants over the cliff, and let's say what's best for our country. Can't we do that? If we don't, we may not survive as a nation. Think about it. I mean, think of the countries that would love to see America go down. You know that Russia and China both fall in that category, and there's many others as well. There we go with the break. Now stay with us now, and we're going to have a little love train, and we're going to do a little dancing, and maybe you can have a couple of drinks. Not much, though. We don't want to get intoxicated on the love train, but we'll be right back with you.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Who owns you? If you're not in control, then someone else is. Join me, Ivy West, for Voices on the Wind, Saturday. I discuss government, health, metaphysics, suppressed science, universal mysteries, little-known incredible facts, alternative energies, and even more than you can imagine. There is blood on the wire. Won't you join us on Revolution Radio Saturdays for Voices on the Wind with me, Ivy West.
There are lives in the balance, people under fire.
Because if your head's in the sand, your tail is a target.
Many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom?
The future is uncertain. I know this. Death is inevitable. I know this. But one thing is certain. As free men, it is our right to live unencumbered and in peace. And those times are quickly drawing to an end. And in these times, peace is certainly an illusion. And as the chains grow tighter, our ability to slip those chains increase incrementally with every passing moment. Inaction is no longer an option. It's time to raise our voices like a cacophony of thunder and lightning, and tell the masters no more. And this is Nighthawk, and I say, for myself, no more. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, because the freedom is slipping away.
Welcome back to freedomslips.com and revolution.radio. This is Market Watch with yours truly, the Crow. And yeah, that's that great Motown sound with the OJs and the Love Train. And we really, I would love to have that love. I would like to take that trip on the Love Train and have a great ride. You know, in my youth, we traveling pretty great distances was a train was the way to go. And so it really brings back really great memories. But anyway, we hope you enjoyed that little tune along the way. And remember, you got to keep in mind that this station is supported by you, the listener. No sponsors, no big corporations telling us what to talk about and how to run our business or what have you. You, the listener, are the backbone of this station. And I got to thank Cat Dog Girl and Maced 139. Those girls really do a great job of promoting the song and dancing. I think both of them have to take a break after that and slow down a little bit and cool off a little bit because they really get it on. So anyway, Dry Fly Guy, yeah, I see all of the ones over in the chat room. I'm missing SJ today. I don't see him in there. I hope he's well and doing okay. And Simply Red, I didn't see her. She's a normal over there, too. That's one of those good-looking California girls out there. And I don't know where Simply Red is today. But anyway, I'm sure she's, hopefully she's fine and everything is okay. So anyway, I was thinking today of all the scandals that has gone through the Democratic Party with their leaders and what have you. And yet, you know, they really didn't pay any price for it. It just happened. Remember going back to Ted Kennedy. Remember the episode of where I believe her name was Mary Jo Kopechne. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that was her name, as best I remember. But I remember he ran the car off in the water and left her. And they tried to cover that up, and it finally got covered up, and he went on, and it, you know, nothing happened as a result of that. He kept his position, went right on with no problems whatsoever. Wilbur Mills was another Democrat. I believe he was from Arkansas. And remember the episode of he and the stripper? I think her name was Fanny Fox, if my memory serves me right. And they ran off into, you know, drunk or what have you. And, you know, I don't know that he paid any political price for that whatsoever. And then the one that really stands out was Chandra Levy. Remember the girl that the congressman from California? Let's see if I can remember his name. It escapes me right now. But anyway, that gathered up the news for quite a while. I don't know if they, I don't remember if they ever actually solved the death of Chandra Levy. I just don't remember. And then remember the episode of where the congressman from New York, Gary Studs, was found in the restroom there in the Capitol with a young male, you know, having a homosexual encounter there in the Capitol. So you've had all of these, and of course, Lyndon Johnson and those secret little Carters there in the Capitol, he kind of had his own little secret hiding place. But, you know, think about that. These are people that are representing us, and some of them have gone on to be presidents or what have you. And this is what they do. Once they get to Washington, they don't want to relinquish that power. Once you get up there and get into that vacuum chamber and they dehumanize you, I think they really put you through a chamber, and it's kind of like a star chamber or something, and they remove the humanization from you, and you belong to them then. And now, of course, you'll get on TV and you'll talk back to the people at home like they want to hear, you know, you naturally. And you want to get on TV once in a while and let the folks back home know, hey, I'm up here doing your work. I'm doing your job. And then as soon as that's over with, you're off to the bar down in the basement with one of your the opposing party, and y'all are having a big time and laughing. I think really sometimes they get around and laugh and say, you know, are we really fooling them that well? Do they really believe all of this? I think there's a few people that actually go there. And actually, the wind chimes, what that was actually, that's my one of my cameras that went off over in on my driveway, because now that the rain has gone, those kittens that are out there, there's some new kittens playing around out there, and they set off my alarm there on the cameras, and that's what you were hearing. Now I apologize for that, but that was a good shot though, Pat Rabbit. That was a good guess there. But Anyway, that's what Washington is. D.C., it stands for District of Corruption. Wouldn't it be wonderful if the people that we elect went up there and actually did what they were supposed to do, represent their district, represent the people back home? What did my people ask me to do? I know a lot of them are said, hey, look into my Social Security, blah, 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 blah. You know, can you get something built down here going on? I mean, there's a lot of that kind of crap that goes on. You understand that. But really, once you get up there, I think all of them, in general, look at Nancy Pelosi showing off her million-dollar freezer, and they live in million-dollar enclosed and private tight neighborhoods of where they're in it. No one can't go there. Look at her wealth that she's accumulated from that. They just do not associate themselves with common people. We're the ones that let us eat cake. Let us eat cake. And, I mean, that's even if, you know, it's just not there. They're not representing the people. I don't know the answer. I don't know what needs to change, but I know that our system right now is in distress. Do you think that the people that are representing you in the House of Representatives and the people over in the Senate, of which there's 100 there and 435 in the House, do you think that they're actually, when they sit down at their desk or whatever, what are they thinking? Hey, it's time to get off, man. I want to head to the bar, and also I got this date with us, and we can't, nobody, see, they won't tell on each other. That's another code of ethics that they have there. And that's why they hated Trump. They didn't have any, the things that they had on him, the whole public knew about, because he was a public figure. He had been on TV. His business was public. There wasn't anything there. And they said, we can't let him stay here. He's not one of us. He's not a politician. And that's what we are. Do you think you could sit down with Chuck Schumer? And what happened to his little niece, Amy, that little fat lug that that tried to make a career out off of being related to him? But do you think he's our kind of people, common people? No, because once they take that position, they separate. It's like they shed a skin and become something else. The first thing is, when you're elected the first time, your entire time in that first term is devoted on building up PACs and how can I make sure that I get reelected. And then once you get two or three terms behind you, then you've got enough PACs and you've got the control and you've got all the media back home. You've got them believing in you and pulling for you. You become pretty well unbeatable. Look how much turnover there is in Congress. Unless somebody dies or retires, it's pretty well locked in. You think anyone's going to beat Nancy Pelosi? You think anyone's up in New York is going to vote against Chuck Schumer? You think there's a chance of a snowball in hell of defeating either one of them? It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. So I don't know the answers to all of this. I know there should be, in my estimation, there should be term limits. And for a long time, I was against that. But I think the abuse has gotten so deep and so prevalent that I think that's the only answer, is term limits on both the House and the Senate. I think it has to be. I think a senator should be no more than 2 terms. That'd be 12 years. And in the House, 10 years, 5 terms, because they're 2-year terms. Bring new blood in. Have new opinions that are coming from the people, not the corporation. I'll tell you who owns most of our Congress, the House and the Senate. Corporations and wealthy, wealthy, wealthy foundations and people of that nature. That's who owns them. They're beholden to them. Do you think if you walked up to your congressperson, your representative or your senator, either one, and put a bug in their ear about, hey, let's do this. We really need this in our area. You think that would fly? No. I know when I lived on the coast and a very prominent senator from our district stopped by I had a convenience store that was very famous in the area. And he stopped by there, not every time that he came in, he would fly into Mobile and stop by my place. And he always asked me, says, anything I can do for you? And I always said, no, you know, I don't have anything that, and I liked the guy and he was very powerful. But he always asked me that. He was never defeated. He simply retired. And, you know, what happened? Somebody cleared the room. but anyway, we're a grand and wonderful country that has brought our people, black, white, Hispanics, ever Chinese, every person that is in this country. There's no other country equivalent. And I have nothing against other countries in the world. I have nothing against the UK and France and all of them. They're wonderful countries. They're good people in all of them. I'm not anti. I'm pro. I'm pro people. I'm pro humans. I think if we really could just unite around the world and say, let's quit trying to build and destroy each other. Think of what we could accomplish. If we could do that, let's work together unified and find cure for diseases and what have you. Think about it. If the Chinese scientists and the American scientists and the British and the Swedes and all of the other countries take their top scientists and, hey, let's work together. Let's think of what we it could be. Pollyanna. It could be paradise. But no, we can't do that because someone always wants to impose their will on someone else. And I'm not like that. I don't try to impose my will on you. I don't ask you to believe exactly the way I do or think the way I do. You're free. Do whatever you think is best for you. I have my belief system that I live by, and it works for me. But think of all of those people, as I started talking about, the ones that have been involved in real, really, what scandals, and how much damage that it did to their careers. Very little, most of the time. Schumer, Waters, and Maxine Waters and Nadler. Boy, can you imagine living in a district of where you had to vote for Nadler? Good grief. I'd have to move. I couldn't live there. I wouldn't want to be known as living in a district that put him up there. And Maxine Waters, she's the biggest racist I know of. And that's what we're all trying to not be, is I don't want to be a racist. I got many black friends. When I was in business, when I was in the convenience store business, I had as many or more black employees, and they were great people. I depended on them. I counted on them. I trusted them. They were wonderful people. It never, to me, was about, well, I'm going to hire this one because they're white, and I'm going to hire this one because they're black. It just worked out that people, I don't know. I don't have all the answers, and certainly our government doesn't have all the answers. That's for sure. But at some point in time, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to put the bug in your ear. This market is getting extremely in an area that needs your close attention to it. I mean, on a daily basis and even a middle of the morning basis and certainly a middle of the afternoon basis. We haven't had a major correction in over a year, and we've never been in this situation. No, I don't think there might be one or two people in the world that were alive in the last pandemic. They maybe were just born then, but they would have to be well over 100 years old to have done that. So there are a few people in that category. But most people, the general population, has never been through, and we aren't through it yet. The vaccines are still not approved. I mean, they're in trial stages, you might say. And so we aren't out of the woods yet. So my best advice to you is, if I were telling the closest member of my family, I would tell them the same thing. Keep your ear to the ground. I do believe that we will have that black swan event. I don't know when it's going to happen. If I knew that, I could be a trillionaire, probably. But I don't know that. But I do believe that we will have an event that turns the market. And then some months later, the market will always go back and say, what caused this? What was the reason behind it? And all of the statisticians and all will get together, and they'll say, well, here's the day that it happened, and that's why it happened. And that event will happen, I believe. And it hasn't crossed the Rubicon. The Rubicon being the 35,000. If it closes above that, then that opens the door for still higher prices. So it hasn't proved to me that it's capable of crossing the Rubicon yet. And remember, that magical 35K is the number that it will need to close above and stay above that number. And then we'll have to look at, we'll have to look at another threshold then. So anyway, we'll keep our ears to the ground, and I want to remind you that freedomslips.com and revolution.radio, we are dependent upon you, the listener. $5 or $10 a month or so, you're not going to break any of you. That's about what the average cup of coffee costs you anymore if you find a place that's selling it. So just kick in a couple of cups of coffee once a month or so, and that'll keep the bills paid and let these guys keep their equipment up. I mean, it takes an enormous amount of equipment to put this show on the air with the number of listeners that we have. See, the more listeners you get, the more bandwidth you require, and that's all becomes a part of it. But anyway, remember, Deacon John and Hijacker follows me today, and Deacon John and Hijacker always have a great show, and they got Dude Guy on there somewhere sometimes, I think, and he's another one of those big brain people, a big thinker, as Hijacker likes to call them, big brain people. And so anyway, stay tuned for them, and remember, I will be back with you again next Friday, God willing. And if we can get over this rain, and I don't, but I think we'll get, there'll be probably this summer later on in the year, we'll be wishing, boy, we sure need a shower. So there we go. We go from one to the other. We go from one extreme to the other. But anyway, God bless each and every one of you. We appreciate you taking your time to be with us here on this station, the Freedom Slips. That's really what it amounts to. It is Freedom's Lips, the lips of freedom from this station. I still miss you, Nighthawk. God bless you. I hope you're up there plumbing on that harp. And we do miss you, my friend. You were a genius in many, many ways. And there'll never be another Nighthawk. So God bless each and every one of you. And we will see you again next week. Take care. The music's going to start here in just a minute. And that will usher me out the door. And so, Sam Squatch, thank you for the compliment. I appreciate each and every one of you, all of you guys over in Pat Rabbit and all of the people over in the chat room, in particular my girls over there, my good-looking girls that stand guard over in the chat room. Love you all. Take care. God bless, and we'll see you again next week. Take care. The music's going to roll here in just about. I will wait till I hear it. I'm going to hang on here until I hear the music start. And then I will be gone and really got to go see if the rain has quit. Hopefully it's kind of slacked off for a while. The music should start here in about 8 or 10 seconds, somewhere along there, maybe 15 seconds. And we'll be back again next Friday, TGIF. That's my special day at the end of the week. And we kind of recap the whole week and look back. And the market just continues to be impressive. But there will be, remember, it's going to be a time when it will go the other way. So be careful, be cautious. And that's it. Take care. God bless.
Unto the daughters of men, indicating that there were giants before the Nephilim.
And sons of God, plural. They weren't talking about Jesus coming down.
That's right. Yeah.
I'm Steve Crawford, host of Factor Theory Live. Join me every Sunday night from 10 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Check it out.
Find some comfort at Willow's World. A variety of news, commentary, and poetry at Willow's Poetry Corner, where there are comfy cushions and a tempting selection of delectable comestibles. A show that's quirkily and quintessentially British, with a unique twist featuring Willow Andreasen, your host. Join Willow Mondays and Thursdays, 2 till 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Studio A.
My name is Mr. Rowe. I am the host of Reality Extraction. On Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, I utilize logic, intellect, and magic to methodically autonomize, vivisect, analyze, examine, study, scrutinize, and extract an essence of reality from a fog of illusion and confusion. You can find me on Studio B every Thursday at 1700 hours Pacific Time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern. No topic taboo, no subject too strange. I strive to take a neutral standpoint during the dissection of the topic at hand. That's Reality Extraction with Mr. Rowe on Revolution Radio.